So it's the 13th of March, and I'm finally on my way. I'm heading into the southwestern part of the Kalahari. It's a stretch of wilderness that I've been to before, and I want to go and explore a bit more again. It's a huge, untracked wilderness that is, I think, a place where I could find some space for my wilderness ambitions. I'd wanted to get away a bit earlier, but events on the farm had prevented me. So now I'm finally on my way. I hope this recording is legible because I'm driving the old man and it's quite drafty and rattly. And hope it comes out fine. So, I'm still in the modern world. And I will be for at least another day of driving. But the modern world is becoming a bit patchy. Some of the towns are reasonably prosperous, as are the farming areas around them. And others are much less prosperous and much more dilapidated and frayed at the edges. And that corresponds again to a farming area that is less prosperous, and the land is less supportive of farming activities. But this middle world is interesting and charming in its own way. Things work different here from the modern world, although it looks like the modern world in many ways, and the same things are found here that you would find in the modern world, but lots of them are broken or repaired in a sometimes charmingly, often surprisingly innovative way, and they function still after a fashion, but in a different way from what you would find in the modern world. So it has a charm of its own, not only in the things, the buildings, the communities that you find here, but also in the people themselves. They seem to strive mightily to be like the denizens of the modern world, and it makes for an interesting and charming mix, sometimes amusing, sometimes sad, interpretations, their interpretations, and their adaptations of what they have in their environment to what they think it should look like in the modern world. Anyway, so tonight I'm planning on overnighting on at a bed and breakfast. It's on a farm close to the border of Botswana, and in the course of tomorrow I will cross the border and later in the day I think actually enter the wilderness. I'm not sure how long it will take me. This route is a different route from the one I've used before to get into the area that I'm heading for. So I'm not sure exactly what to expect, but at some point the middle world is going to unravel completely. The last little bits of it will be cattle farming, but right on the edge where it is still possible. where cattle sometimes get taken by lions or leopards or even wild dogs. The method of farming is very different from what cattle farming looks like in the modern world. We'll see how that pans out. So by tomorrow night, I will be spending the night in the wilderness. Hopefully, we'll see.